John chapter 7. After these things Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, "Depart from here, and go into Judea, so that your disciples may also see the works that you do. For there is no man who does anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For neither did his brothers believe in him. Then Yeshua said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify concerning it, that its works are evil. Go up to this feast. I do not yet go to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." When he had said these words to them, he still abode in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up, then he also went to the feast, not openly, but as in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, but he deceives the people." Yet no man spoke openly of him, for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never learned?" Yeshua answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but is who sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from Elohim, or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself, seeks his own glory, but he who seeks his glory who sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did Moses not give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you go about to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a devil, who goes about to kill you?" Yeshua answered and said to them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you on the Sabbath circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me, because I have restored a man to sound health on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Then some of them of Jerusalem said, "Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But behold, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the true Messiah? But we know this man, where he is from, as where when the Messiah comes, no man knows where he is from." Then Yeshua cried in the temple, as he taught, saying, "You both know me, and you know where I am from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me." Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. And many of the people believed in him and said, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done?" The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then Yeshua said to them, "Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am, there you cannot come." Then the Jews said among themselves, "Where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, 'You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am, there you cannot come'?" In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirsts, let him come to me, and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of him shall flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, which those who believe in him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. Many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "In truth this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some said, "Will the Messiah come out of Galilee? Has the scripture not said, that the Messiah comes from the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, "Why have you not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never a man spoke like this man." Then the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? But these people who do not know the law are cursed." Nicodemus, he who came to Yeshua by night, being one of them, says to them, "Does our law judge any man before it hears him and knows what he does?" They answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee no prophet arises." And every man went to his own house.